Idiosyncrasies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon and Jared, and it's season three.
Let me make sure
the big one.
The big one.
This is the big one.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Professionals. Perfect. Professionals.
We
remember,
are.
If you stream on YouTube, click that enable autoplay button.
Click that subscribe button.
Ring the bell.
Notifications. Comment down what you want to see in the next episode.
All right. So just to work through this, we're going to go to Trace Cam. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that. We'll go to Jared Cam.
Wait, Jared Cam?
And then we'll go to Look at us. Look at us. Yeah.
All right.
Through all that commotion, I didn't look up songs. So let me bring those up.
Oh, you just got flashbang there. Are you okay, man? All right. Am I able to add to that playlist?
Yeah, it's a collaborative.
No.
It's collaborative.
No.
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 No. You want a collaborative? The Crypt Keepers.
No.
Oh, that's not a collaborative.
I know we just started. I will be right back. I'm grabbing my food real quick. I will be right back.
I hate you.
He did say
so much.
His food was
he did say that, yeah.
Yeah, so season three, I feel like we should all have three songs to start it off. Easy peasy. All
right, I had two ready to go.
Am I able to? No, I don't want to add a playlist. I want to add two playlists. Add to playlist. Yeah, I can't add to it, my guy.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, I can do it then.
We'll wait for Landon. Let's get a counter. Let's get a counter going for this season. How many times we say that?
We'll wait for Landon.
God. Panda Express.
Yeah, fucking Panda Express from the shadows.
All right, so Landon, we're gonna do three songs for season three kickoff.
Oh fuck! How about we do like 33 songs?
Yes. Okay, Trey. So for my three songs, number one, "Give a Damn" by James and the Shame. This is Rhett from Good Mythical Morning. That's his band. Mm-hmm. I love that whole fucking album. Delightful. And because it's been stuck in my head all fucking day, week, month, "Touch Me" by The Doors.
Ooh.
Come on now. And then number three is another song that's been stuck in my head for God knows who lows fucking show. "Don't Let the Light Go Out" by Panic at the Disco. That song's catchy as shit, and it's definitely like some corporate pop America algorithm dash
fuck yeah,
music.
Dude.
But
that's
it's so good. It's so good. The chorus is so catchy.
What are you talking about, dude?
Alright. Landon, what about you, my guy?
Right. So, the songs I've been listening to, let's see. One is going to be "Silver Soul" by Beach House. Banger song. It's been stuck in my head all last two weeks.
All right.
Second song is going to be "Who Is She" by iMonster. And then my third song is going to be "Heavy Metal Machine" by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Very nice.
Wait.
All right, I've got
"The Magic Game."
"Plain Sailing Weather" by Frank Turner.
You made that up.
I did. Right on the spot.
You're just making shit up right now.
I'm just making shit up.
Me when I make shit up.
"I Was a Teenage Anarchist" by Against Me.
That is the most Trey song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. Does that banjo in it?
No, actually.
The fact that you had to think about it.
I did have to think about it, yeah. It's because 90% of what I listen to has banjo in it. And then fucking Give Me the Beef Boys.
Here are the Beef Boys. God, I thought I was so funny. I don't know if y'all know.
Beef's my boss.
I'm the funniest motherfucker.
We'll do the Doobie Brothers version of Drift Away.
Yeah, bim, 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 bong, bim, bong, bong.
Give me the bing bong and bing my bong. I want to get binged in my bing bing bong.
Or not. We'll do Uncle Cracker. Because it's not.
Oh my God. Give me my hat back, Jordan.
We're going to go see Uncle Cracker.
Do we go see Uncle Cracker or not?
I don't think I have a hair tie.
Little piss boy getting his hair in his fucking Panda Express.
No, mouth. Put your eyes away.
Make me.
Maybe kiss each other on the lips. Kiss each O's raw on the lips and mouth. When is the kissing stream?
Yeah,
it's
always... Yeah.
Bro, it's always a kissing stream.
You've been in calls with us, but you know it's always a kissing stream. I've gotten lots of questions about that.
I don't have a hair tie, sorry.
So, how was everyone's Christmas?
How was everyone's Christmas?
Damn it.
That one's actually valid. That one's actually valid.
We're not doing this again.
Yeah, all bits from past streams are dead. We're not.
Fuck, how was your New Year's? How was your New Year's?
All right, there we go.
That's the new one.
How was your January 6th?
Great.
Too
easy. Excellent. One of the best.
I didn't really do much.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. I'm not really friends
on
with
January
6th. So I don't know what to talk about.
I don't talk to you guys.
Yeah, we actually haven't talked since our last podcast, so it's kind of weird.
That's true, yeah. We actually just like went into a deep hibernation. Did not fucking do anything.
We shut down. Time. We actually don't leave our computers.
So yeah, I'm in my last semester of college.
I am as well, actually. I have
Yeah, but you already have a degree, so
you already have a degree, so that's like less important.
I dropped out, so I've been in my last
semester.
We know.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Graduate at the end of April. I'm fucking old.
You are? Even though you're the youngest out of like all of
us. You are the youngest out of all of us, yeah.
Yeah.
God, okay, I went to... So I got an iron infusion today. Because I can't stand up too fast. So the nurse was like, all right, what's your date of birth? Like, it's like 3/1/99. She's like, oh, you're a baby.
I don't know what babies you've been around, but
yeah, like, I am 23 years old.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm 23 years old. I own a house.
I am a 23-year-old homeowning adult.
Homeowning Lily Leapin.
Lily Leapin rug scraping.
Yeah, I'm a baby. Anyways, I'm here for my iron deficiency problem.
I'm
a baby. Can I get
my
cholesterol
blood.
Medication? I did this training over winter break for my job in which I live at, and like
terrible work-life balance
head bro. Staffs this one guy, he was giving a presentation, and he's like four separate times within half an hour he commented, he's like, yeah, I'm probably older than you all, I'm so old. He's like, anyone here like 99 or lower? That's what I thought. I'm so much older than all of you. Like, my brother in Christ, I turned 22 in less than a month. Like, you're barely a year older than me.
Yeah, let's calm down here.
I was like, I was like, I have friends that are significantly older than you.
Yeah.
Because his comment, he's like, yeah, I have friends who are like getting married and stuff. I was like,
I have
a friend that's married
kids.
With two children.
Yeah, yeah.
I have friends that died of old age. Shut the fuck up.
That's true. I have friends that were riddled with cancer, so...
Oh, that was your aunt?
Say my aunt.
And she was her. She was his best friend.
She took me to Florida.
Oh, shit. You're right. My bad.
Was that before or after she died?
After, actually.
During?
during her death.
What a soldier. She really stuck it out. That was all for you, Jared, so be grateful.
What do you get as a vegetarian that's eating Panda Express? Just curiosity.
Probably just the...
Just veggies? Veggies and rice?
They have Beyond Chicken now.
Oh, they do, yeah. Damn.
It's fucking amazing, and I love it. That's what I'm eating right now.
I haven't had Panda in a hot minute. I have a personal vendetta against the one in the hometown in which we live.
Okay, I thought you were going to go, like, totally racist there.
Yeah, no, every single time I've been there, it's been a god-awful experience.
Damn.
So I mean, it checks out as a Panda Express.
I mean, yeah, it's like, it's a Panda Express. It's not exactly...
And it doesn't help that I am at my most irritable when I am hungry. So yeah. Those are bad combos. Because once they open at some weird, it's like 10:45 or some shit.
Yeah,
I went at 10:45 one day, and the doors were locked and all their seats were open, like, well, flipped over. Mm-hmm. And then I see like a manager get out and all the staff walk in at like 11. I waited in the parking lot that long. And then people started pulling up to the drive-thru, and they were like, yeah, we don't have any food made yet. Sorry. It's like, my brother cries. If you're open at 10:45, people got to be there at like 9. Like,
yeah.
I know that's kind of picky, but I like my food ready when restaurants open. Simple
as. Yeah, I mean, that just too much to makes sense.
If it were a sit-down restaurant, sure, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, prep time. But if you're a fast food place...
Well, they have to deliver that food all the way from China, dude. Come on, give them some slack.
Right. They have to go down that tunnel that goes all the way to China.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, you mean Elon Musk's grave?
Did he die?
Yeah,
no, that's
he
like,
did, actually.
That's like the joke he made on Twitter.
Yeah, he's like, if I dig my grave deep enough, I might get to China. That's what, something, something, something. Pussy boy.
Well, get to digging, asshole.
Speaking of assholes, Landon sent a meme today. That I found very funny.
I was gonna fucking say, like, all right, there's our segment for the podcast.
Yeah,
I was gonna say this is a very Jared joke, and I was like, oh, Jared would appreciate this.
It
joke.
Really was. It really, really was. Let me find it. I'll share it.
It really tickled your fancy, if you know what I'm saying.
So yeah, Landon sent this. It's the butthole chart. So we have shade of butthole. We have smooth versus hairy,
band.
Smelly to clean scale, and then loose to tight scale. He said, tag yourself. And I respond with, everyone partner up for this assignment. And then I called dibs on Oak, and Oak still hasn't replied, so I can't wait for him to find that one. Well, wait. He responded earlier.
He responded to the monkey
7:30.
Thing.
That's so, I'll message him. So messed up. But yeah, that's where we're at. Speaking of comedy.
Oh,
man, I miss these transitions.
As part of me being in my final semester of college, I'm doing directed research where I'm studying comedy. I'm about to be fucking terrible. I'm going to become so much worse. One, I'm a suck up. I love this professor. I will do everything to get on this professor's good side. She walked up to me and two of my friends today. Before class, and she had a Chick-fil-A cup. I was like, oh, is that sweet tea? She's like, yeah, it is. I was like, I knew it was either that or Diet Coke, because she loves Diet Coke. She's like, see, he just gets me. And then she gave me a book that she bought specifically for me. Wait, where's my backpack?
You are such a fucking
Yeah, no, wait, it gets
ass.
Worse.
Holy shit.
She's aware of it.
She knows. She knows I'm kissing her ass.
Yeah, and she loves it.
No, I bet she fucking... Dude, kiss-ass students.
Professor, if you find this... I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so then we did this assignment, right? Where we got to draw pictures, because I'm a liberal arts major.
Oh, that's cute. I'm so proud of you, Jared. That looks really good.
No, but you get like 30 seconds, and then you have to swap with other people. And it's just that over and over until she decides it's done. And then at the end, she's like, right on the back, like, what your thoughts were. When you got this assignment, and I've had her for a class last semester, a bunch of other people have had her for like 3 or 4 classes, but there's a couple people who in there have never had her, and she's like, Jared, what'd you write? Like, teamwork makes the dream work. It is not our job to change someone's message, but to interpret and adapt. And she immediately, she's like, you brown nosing. She's like, And I was like, yeah, I definitely am. She's like, he speaks my language, so that's definitely right. But I thought it was very funny. I started reading Steve Martin's autobiography today.
Nice.
I'm thriving.
Steve Carell?
Yeah.
No.
That's what she said.
Started reading Steve Martin's autobiography. Steve Carell? Yeah, exactly.
How I manage.
It's somehow I manage. Fake fan. Fake fan. This guy, you've watched it, what, 14 times?
Yeah, I'm after, 19.
God, get a fucking life.
Hey, look at PetSmart.
Yeah, point stands.
Right?
Yeah, what's up?
Where's your Star Wars posters at?
Right there. And then I got one right there.
Can you turn the camera around?
No, because it'll break.
No, because I'm going to embarrass myself.
Alright, there's got a TIE Fighter poster right there. There's my Project Plus certification, because I'm so smart. There's a high school marching band photo. Miles Morales. And then we got another Spider-Man poster over there. And my dog, he's dead now.
Is that the Cedar Point one?
You put that on the
wall? No. Oh, wait. Yeah, actually, Mark is in that photo.
You put the dog on the wall?
Big boy!
Oh my god, Harrison has gotten so big.
He's getting real chunky.
Yeah, look at it, dude.
But he's still a kitten, and I give him the recommended amount of food for an adult cat, so he's growing.
No, yeah, Ellie was the same way. She just got, like, real pear-shaped for a while.
He's just a little husky.
He's big boned. God, I love his ears just fucking shoot back, and then he's just... Yeah. Gah, gah, gah.
Oh, shit.
He's out of his mind. He's not even looking at anything right now.
Dude, he's focused.
Bro, all he knows is bloodlust.
That's because he's a cat. An orange cat at that.
It's really fun when a toddler grips my shit. Let's see if I can get him to do it.
Yeah.
Look at him go, dude. Animal.
You good down there?
The Beyond Chicken's making me go Beyond.
Good job, Jared.
That chicken is just sending you right now. Yeah,
bro, I love cooking so much. If I don't find a job out of college, I'm going to culinary school. Simple as. I know the industry kind of sucks. I'm going to Taco Bell. I love cooking. This morning I made like a breakfast skillet type thing. Cut my own potatoes, made my own seasoning, put some bell peppers up in that shit, fried an egg.
Very nice.
Made some just like real fucking basic pad thai in the sense that there was soy sauce butter involved. But that was really fucking good.
I love
that. Like, I'd always seen it, never tried it, and I thought, that looks good, but I don't know how I'd feel about like peanuts and peanut butter. But then I was like, actually, this is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
This kind of shit kind of slaps.
I'm not the biggest fan of pad thai. That's... Yeah.
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 Because I've been trying to eat more food down here. And I've been doing my best. I have found I am a big fan of Indian food.
I don't think I actually have ever had Indian
food. I fucking love Indian food. Finley used to have
That one out by Indian place,
Punjabi, but they closed down and they were so good.
Yeah.
I only got to have it a couple times. Their curry was delicious. So.
Yeah, I think I had Thai food not that long ago and I wasn't the biggest fan.
There's that one.
It was more because of the noodles. I didn't like the noodles very much.
There's that one place that's on Main Street. It's that Thai restaurant that's on Main.
Jack and Jin's.
I've
heard differing opinions. I know some people that really like it.
They have some good stuff, but to me, all of their food tastes like hot dog. I'm like legit no joke. I've had like five different things. Good.
I love hot dogs.
Yeah, but Chinese food that tastes like hot dogs. You know,
Thai food.
Yeah.
You fucking racist.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Chinese Thai.
But then there's this new ramen place that opened up kind of nearby. I'm going to go try it tomorrow night.
Ooh.
looking forward to it.
Everyone's been talking about ramen, and I'm like, fuck, dude, now I haven't had, like, decent ramen in years.
I was like, there's no good, like, ramen places here in town. I don't
think. There's not a lot of, like, there, like, in terms of our hometown, sure, there's good Chinese places, but there's not a lot of, like,
yeah,
good Asian places.
Good. No, yeah, like, for what we have, there are some good places. Overall, they're all bad.
Golden Flames sells ramen. I've been told that it's really good. I can't have it, but
do they use like beef broth or chicken broth?
Yeah, which sucks. But you guys can. My one manager at PetSmart, she gets it like all the time, and she fucking loves it. She thinks it's delicious. So
what do you mean
I'll
by
try
you
that?
Guys?
Maybe I'll get that for lunch tomorrow. Sure. What do you mean by you guys? Because I get Golden Flames. I usually
people.
Get just like their like steak and then some fried rice. I always forget they do have ramen there.
I've never been there.
It's good. I've had their spring rolls.
It's really good.
I like it.
Yeah. Granted, I've only been home like
that's fair. Yeah,
6 times in the past year.
We never did go see Black Panther.
We never go to
like or no, Avengers. I watched Black Panther in a theater by myself. Bro, I love going to the movies by myself. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I'll fucking kill you.
I don't know what I hate going to. I think it's just like anxiety. Of like I'm aware of myself. It's like at least if I have somebody else there, it's like, oh well, you know, there's two people here. Maybe they're looking at him, not me. When I'm by myself, I feel like people are looking at me. Like,
yeah.
When I go so by myself, I intend other people to know I'm looking at them.
You're the reason I hate going out in public.
When I saw Black Panther 2, I went with I went to go see it with two friends. But they're totally like the bro dudes. They wanted to they like when we went to go see Spider-Man, we like sit, right?
Yeah.
Seat two spaces, seat two spaces. That's where I sat. I'm like, really? Do we have to take up that much
two
space?
Two spaces is a bit much, but like seat space, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
two
we spaces. You, me, and Jordan did that when we went to
yeah.
that small.
I get that, like one space.
Like,
I don't.
I'm a big guy, honestly.
Yeah.
I kind of want a space on either
the
side.
The two guys I was with, one was slim, and then the other one was like.
Slimmer. One was slim, and one was thin.
Yeah. And so you could literally stack like three of them in one chair, you know?
So, yeah, because
one was slim fat and the other was thin slim.
The AMC down here, when you order tickets, you can actually pick your seats, like they're reserved. Mm-hmm. So that probably helps with any anxiety I have of going to the theater by myself. But also, I only ever go at like 2-3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. So like
on a Tuesday.
So no one's there. So
yeah,
to me it's not, oh damn, I have to figure out where I'm gonna sit. There's so many people here. It's wow, I can go to a theater by myself.
Yeah, I was like that's what it is for me, especially because like it's dark. I can't see. I don't know where people actually are when I walk in.
It's the novelty of getting to watch Nicole Kidman in the dark by myself. That's that's why I do it.
A dream.
I do it. I do it for her, not for me.
It's just for you, Nicole.
Every time I order a ticket through AMC's app, I whisper to myself, Nicole.
So apparently, Rick and Morty co-creator Justin Roiland was charged for domestic violence.
Wow.
Yeah. He's pleading not guilty with an anonymous Jane Doe. And then he's also being charged for, what is it?
I understand.
Oh, and he is being charged in a California court with domestic battery and false imprisonment.
Damn. I understand, like, the person wanting to remain anonymous, but if he would have claimed guilty, that would have been so much easier, because now he's claiming not guilty, so if it really goes to trial, they're going to have such a hard time, like, staying out of public eye.
Yeah.
It feels bad.
Damn, you're telling me the guy with the raging alcoholic who has been drunk multiple times on the set of Rick and Morty and anything else he's ever done.
Yeah, that's how they
is
record.
Is a domestic abuser? That's crazy.
Wow, really?
If you want to learn more about cops' engagement with their community, look up Cops 40%.
He controls the police, dude. That was a Rick and Morty bit. That was terrible.
Yeah, I've never liked Justin Roiland. Like, I like Rick and Morty, but as a person, I just don't
like
it. I like Rick and Morty as a person.
I like Rick and Morty as a person. As an idea, as an abstract concept.
Well, apparently, I don't know if, Rick and Morty. I don't know if it's true. I've been told that Dan Harmon is also not that cool of a person. Is it? That's Dan Harmon, right? The animator.
I think Dan Harmon is hard to work with.
Because I've been told that he's
somewhat of a... I know that was like
on
Community. He was hard to work with, didn't have...
Dan Harmon's
a lot of the time.
The writer.
Yeah, he's the writer.
Who, Roiland or Harmon?
Harmon.
Oh.
Yeah. Because he wrote Community, and I know that people had said he was hard to work with on that, but I don't know if he's, like, a terrible person.
All right, now I need
Jury's
to go.
Still out on that one.
I have to find a good tweet to read for the podcast. I didn't do it. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. It's the one bit we started in season two and then died.
I'm seeing a bunch of stuff about Dan Harmon that's not so good.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Sexual misconduct. He said on January 2nd, 2018, he alluded to sexual misconduct from himself towards other people. Megan Gans, who has worked with him on Community, named herself as a victim of his misconduct. He responded attempting to apologize, and though Gaines said she appreciated his gestures, she refused to forgive him. Girl boss, I agree. Yeah. After the exchange, made a lengthy apology on his podcast, Harmontown, went into detail about his wrongdoings, which included making advances on Gaines and then mistreating her after she turned him down. What a fucking weirdo. Gaines ultimately accepted his apology. She said that she felt vindicated by his admission, called it a masterclass in how to apologize, and urged her Twitter followers to listen to it. And then baby doll video. So July 2018. 2018 was a hot year. He received criticism when a comedy skit from 2009 surfaced. The video titled Daryl was intended to be a parody of Dexter and featured Harmon acting out, not reading that word, doing actions to a baby. Vox noted that the video circulated on 4chan and the alt-right online communities as part of a campaign led by Mike Cernovich to attack public figures who are perceived as having leftist and liberal viewpoints. He says he made a pilot which strove to parody the series Dexter and only succeeding in offending. Look, I get that late, like 2009 was a fun era for a lot of things, but I don't see how doing actions to a baby doll has anything to do with Dexter. I've never seen Dexter, so I can't say if that
show
was
about a serial killer.
A serial killer. Yeah, this is not serially killing a baby. This is something else.
I don't think you can serially kill one thing.
Not with that attitude.
Fucking challenge.
Dr. Frankenstein's pissed right now.
Frankenstein, thank you.
Go fuck yourself, thank
you.
So,
that's how you say it. My feed was dry, so I went to my like. This is my most recent like on Twitter. It shows an empty seat on a subway.
Very nice.
The caption reads as follows. These fucking pieces of crap won't stop being loud as fuck and kissing and talking about Ethiopian food, and they look exactly like my dead parents for some reason.
God, that Twitter had a field day with like that one guy who called out two people talking about Ethiopian food.
What? Wait, what is it? What about Ethiopian food?
There was like a couple. There was a couple on a subway, like they were just like kissing, and then every once in a while they would talk about stuff, and like the tweeter was like,
"Are you allowed to say that?"
Yeah, you.
Shut up. The person tweeting, the person making the tweet. So it's like going on about it. It's like they're talking about, I hate that they're talking about Ethiopian food. And they just keep kissing. It's like, chill.
Yeah, that's just you, my guy. I've never seen that. That's just,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Landon just spilled his root beer.
Yeah, Jude saw that. That's embarrassing. I thought I could.
My brother
on
in
my
Christ
knee.
For streaming it to the entire world. It wasn't just me.
The entire world, yeah.
The entire
this shit
world
is,
knows
this
you
shit isn't fucking. This isn't fucking.
God, if we ever want to get monetized, we're gonna have to stop cussing so much.
We really need to.
Fuck.
Fuck. And one more for good measure.
Fuck
you.
Fuck.
Shit, fuck. Fart. Shit, fart, fuck. Fuck.
Shit, fart. Wow. We are all men over the age of 20.
You are right. That is indeed a
fact. I'm a baby. Don't worry.
We need to stop cussing. Fuck! 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 Fuck. Shit! Fuck!
Fart!
Like one of those like really bad, like edgy high school shows. Like they just cuss every other word for no reason.
What the flip, dude?
What the frick?
Mother trucker, dude.
Like a butt cheek on a
You're
stick.
You're like a butt cheek on a stick.
I don't know what else to talk about. We have half an hour left.
We gotta fill a half
I've
hour.
I've covered my entire life for the past 3 months.
I was on Twitter. I've not done anything in the past 3 months.
Jeff Beck died.
Yep, he did. He did.
He did die.
That's pretty cool. Died. I wish they took one. Terrible to hear. I wish they took Eric Clapton instead. Piece of shit.
And he's very passionate.
Fuck Eric Clapton.
Love the energy.
Keep it going.
Take, double it and pass it to the next person. Let me just go through my camera roll, I guess. See if anything triggers the old memory.
Yeah, I can't log into my Twitter. All right, we'll do this on my phone.
What games are you guys excited for 2023?
Jedi Survivor.
Good conversation. What's the next topic?
Ubisoft has a Star Wars game coming out, and it's had some stuff leaked about it. I'm not sure how true, but apparently it's an open world game, which I knew about. It's supposed to have somewhere around the 20 to 30 hours of like campaign content. It's going to be more of like an RPG. It's supposed to have a lot of like space flight mechanics similar to like Elite Dangerous and No Man's Sky.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So, yeah, that'd be pretty sick.
So it's gonna borrow from like Squadrons and shit?
Probably, yeah. Squadrons and Battlefront. Well, no, because it's Ubisoft, so because those were both EA games.
So how does that work? Because I thought EA had all the rights to the games.
They did until probably a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah, well, basically Starfield. But by Ubisoft and not by shit ass Bethesda.
Shit ass.
Yeah, so like until a few years ago, EA had the sole license to Star Wars stuff, and then they were only producing like one game every 2-3 years.
Yeah,
yeah. So it was like, hey, actually, you know what? Somebody else can have this too.
Yeah.
So they Ubisoft is now producing stuff.
Interesting. That's cool. I don't even know what the fuck's coming out this year, to be honest. I honestly. I haven't really been paying that much. I'm excited for Judas. That looks fun as dicks. I'm excited for that one.
Judas.
I'm excited for that one. It's it's a spiritual successor for BioShock.
Oh, okay.
It's
still have not played the BioShock game.
Final Fantasy 16.
Yep, excited for that one. It's probably just going to be a
Why
rehash of
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild 2. Oh wait, you guys weren't there for that conversation.
Tears of the Kingdom is what
Tears
it's
of the Kingdom.
May 12th.
I'm fucking holding it over Riley's head that they have to call it Breath of the Wild 2, and it can't be called anything else because that's what it is.
Breath of the Wild 2.
I'm excited for that. I'm pretty sure that speaking of BioShock, there's going to be a BioShock 4.
I'm just going through the list for 2023,
and that's being made by 2K, and then the author or like the writer for BioShock, he made his own studio and is making Judas. So
the Suicide Squad game is supposed to be coming out this year.
They're making a game for the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's Kill the Justice League is what it's called.
Is this all kind of some kind of Suicide
Squad?
Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Yeah, I don't know. I don't play video games.
Yeah,
that's not true. You play Umberbodge.
That's not true. Overwatch.
Yeah.
Oh, Kerbal Space Program 2 is supposed to come out this year.
Cool.
That was the most dickish thing you could have ever done. Oh, he left.
Fuck, you switched our cameras.
No, it's good. We're good.
Let me get my calculator watch and my notebook.
Fuck! That's what I do!
My apologies, continue.
Oh, fuck you. Diablo 4 comes out this year.
Oh, cool!
You know what? That's fine.
I'll give you that one.
Resident Evil 4 remaster. That also comes out.
Are they remastering it, or is it like a remake?
With it being called Resident Evil 4 remaster,
They say remaster for remakes and remake for remaster.
Well, no, it's gonna be a remaster like RE2 was.
I've never played Resident Evil.
So that's a remake because they RE2 was a complete.
The same game's coming out, but it'll look better.
It'll look better. Yeah.
Thank you, Jared. Exactly.
Yeah, as far as games I see on here, that's about it. Destiny 2, there's another fucking expansion.
Let's go! Destiny 2 PvP, let's go! Any more DLC?
Sons of the Forest.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one.
The Forest sequel, that's coming out this year.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. We should definitely play that.
Absolutely.
Hogwarts Legacy's coming out, that's going to be interesting.
I'm going to learn how to pirate games. I'm really excited.
I'm going to learn how to pirate games. I mean, I'm going to learn how to legally acquire games.
I'm
going
to learn how to legally download a version of a game. In which the IP will not receive any money from me playing it.
Correct.
What was the one? Atomic Heart's coming out. I'm excited for that. I've been following that for a while.
I see that one.
That one's super sick. It's like... It's like in this like dystopian Russia, but it's like a mixture of
dystopian Russia. You mean Russia?
I want you to describe this game without using the word like
or
So
or
it's
.
So this video game is an upcoming. Fuck. I can't. I physically cannot. I can't. Is part of my vocabulary.
Guess we don't get to learn about current day Russia.
Nope.
It's more than that. It's like Russia 2.
Oh no.
Fuck, there's another one?
Yeah. I think it's in Russia. I'm pretty sure it's based in Russia.
One Piece Odyssey came out. That's on Steam.
Oh, let's go!
That popped up on my fucking Steam, and I swore it said One Piece Pussy. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's real. It's real.
It's real. The One Piece. The One Piece is real.
Yeah, it takes place in the Soviet Union in an alternate 1955.
One Piece Odyssey?
One Piece Odyssey.
You said 1955?
Yeah. So it's supposed to be if Russia won. I think.
What if Russia 2?
What if Russia 2?
What if Russia 3?
Escape to Africa.
Will says Russian Bioshock is what Atomic.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm excited. I just. Bioshock. Bioshock.
Please stop. please stop.
Let him express how he wants to.
No, yes. Hold up. Let him go.
I own the Bioshocks. I've never played any of them.
Dude! They're so good. I literally just replayed all of them. I love them.
Like, that's what I mean by I don't play video games. I play Overwatch.
I buy them.
And then, like, other single-player, like, PlayStation exclusives. That's about it.
I legally acquire video game, and I don't play them. I have that collector's mindset. What can I say?
I have PlayStation Plus. Because the whole Bioshock collection is on PlayStation.
But you don't play video games.
No, I just download free games.
I just give Sony like $20.
It's a steal. You know, it's a steal. It's 10.
Yeah, it's a steal.
Oh, is it 10? Oh,
they redid it though. There's like a new model for PlayStation Plus now. There's like different tiers where you get different shit.
Cool. Wow. For video games that you don't play.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
PlayStation Plus is how I got into God of War. So.
Okay, so that's one video game you play.
Listen, you want me to turn my fucking PlayStation on?
Yeah! Turn it on! Turn on the PlayStation. I want to see the games you don't play.
There's a lot of them.
I got a whole fucking PlayStation Plus library I'm out.
Listen, now I'm turning on my fucking PlayStation.
I got a whole fucking Steam library of games I don't play.
I play every video game ever made.
You don't play Overwatch?
Yeah.
No, I play Overwatch. I play Overwatch.
You don't play Genshin Impact.
Yes, I do, actually. I just make fun of everyone for making... No, I don't. I can't commit to that bit.
Bro, Genshin is just Breath of the Wild 2.
You mean Tears of the Kingdom? Come on.
It's actually Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears? Kingdom.
Yeah, it's Tears of Kingdom.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll go through my fucking PlayStation library and tell you the games I don't play.
Okay.
There's a lot of them. We Happy Few. That's one of them.
Never played it. Oh, is that one where they have like the masks and shit?
Yeah, you have to take the drugs to be happy. It's America Simulator.
And that's just me.
All right, I want games.
look at
Fallout 4.
Sitting good at down there.
That's a good one.
I
couldn't think of his fucking name.
Heavenly Bodies. That's a good one.
Never
heard of
that
game. It's the one where you're like in the space station and you have to move your arms and that's all you can do and you have to like complete jobs.
That's Halo.
Oh yeah.
That's Among Us.
Okay. Do you want me to say games I've never played or games I don't currently play?
You came?
Because like okay, you know, I'll just make the judgment on my own. Lego Harry Potter Collection, Lego Marvel Superheroes 2.
I'm saying it sucks.
Little Nightmares.
I've been told that
Spider-Man Miles Morales, which I was incredibly disappointed with.
I've not started playing that one yet.
It should have just been a fucking DLC.
I agree. Yeah.
Middle-earth Shadow of War, which is a really fun game.
I've been told that one's really fun.
Fun enough that I bought it on PC and don't play it on two different systems.
Very nice. I'm a collector, what can I say?
I won't count games I've finished though. I still haven't finished Red Dead 2.
I'm gonna finish
Shadow of the Colossus. I played a good part. I played like half of it.
Great. I love that game.
Watch Dogs 2.
That
game fucking sucked. Apex, Assassin's Creed, pretty much any Origins.
Yeah.
I
honestly can't tell you which one that one is. Is that one?
It's the one in Egypt.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Battlefield.
Which one?
One.
That was the World War One one.
BioShock.
World War One one one.
BioShock the Handsome. No, Borderlands the Handsome Collection. I don't
BioShock the
of
Handsome Collection.
BioShock Infinite. BioShock. Don't play that. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Fuck yeah! Best game of all time.
I do have Control on PlayStation. I got it for free. I do play it on PC, though. A bunch of VR games that I never play because I don't like the PlayStation VR. Darksiders 3. Destiny 1 and 2. I have a couple different Batman ones. Cool Painter VR. That one's pretty fun.
Oh, Paint?
I played it like once. It's Cool Painter. There's an R after the T. Oh. Harrison, he's standing in front of my television. Detroit Become Human.
Human.
Doom. Fall Guys. Far Cry Primal, Far Cry 4, Far Cry 5. Don't play any of them. FIFA 22.
Oh, let's go.
Final Fantasy Soccer. 7.
The best one. Is that the remake
it's
or the
remake?
Original? Good one.
Final Fantasy 14.
That one is the online one. That one sucks.
For Honor.
Fortnite Battle Pass.
Goat Simulator.
Which one? The
first one.
First one. Banger.
Hitman 2.
They have three now, dude.
I want to tell you, the majority of these games I've gotten for free. Yeah. There's a third one.
I thought they made a first one and then made
a third
second one and called it 3. Yeah.
Infamous Second Son. That game's actually kind of fun. I just always lose interest.
Yeah, that game's fun. I played it a couple times. It's fun. I like that.
Job Simulator for VR. I did play through all of that. I love that game.
Okay.
Just Cause 4.
Goat Simulator 2 is Goat Simulator 3.
Oh, no, is it?
Fake news. a bunch of demos I downloaded. Little Big Planet 3, Marvel versus Capcom Infinite, Marvel's Avengers. That's the beta though.
Yeah, I have the beta.
Minecraft.
Let's go.
I'm the proud owner of three different fucking versions of Minecraft.
Yeah, me too. Suck it up.
Mass Effect Legendary Edition. No, it's just the fact that Minecraft then made it so you could fucking play on different...
Yeah.
Fuck you. Marvel Combat... Mortal Kombat 10.
Marvel Kombat.
I have all of the Naruto Shippuden games.
Let's go! The Ninja Storms?
Yeah, Ultimate Ninja, yeah, and Ninja Storm.
Those are the best. Those are the best. The second one's the best one.
NBA 2K16. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, because it was free.
Right.
Neo 2 and 1. No Man's Sky. Plants vs. Zombies. Battle for Neighborville.
Neighborville? That's not a video game. That's
Rick and Morty virtual reality.
Very nice.
Rise of the Tomb Raider, which I did really enjoy. I got that for free. Lost interest.
New Tomb Raider games are good.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I don't remember which one I played, actually. I think I played Rise of the Tomb Raider. Skyforge? What the fuck is Skyforge?
My favorite game of all time. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea
what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Great one.
Speedrunners, naturally. Spider-Man Far From Home VR. Spider-Man Homecoming VR. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Spider-Man Homo VR.
Battlefront 2, which fucking sucks. I hate Battlefront. I hate all the Battlefront games. I spent like $50 on that first Battlefront game, and...
And I was really fucking upset that they stopped supporting it.
Star Wars Squadrons, which isn't bad.
In favor of making a fucking Battlefield game that was god-awful.
Star Wars Squadrons is just...
It was just dogfighting.
Yeah.
I like that one, but yeah, there wasn't it wasn't enough for me to do in that.
I think it was just basically just like a play demo for something else.
That one felt like a demo.
Steep is kind of fun.
That one's that snowboarding game, right?
Yeah. Stranded Deep, which I've never played.
Is that the island, or you're like on a raft?
It's like the survival. Raft.
Outer Worlds, which I bought. I was between two games. I bought Outer Worlds, played it once, haven't opened it again.
Damn.
Sims 4. Surge, which I don't know what The Surge is. The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. Titanfall 2.
Trying to get into it.
Ghost Recon. Rainbow Six Siege.
Great
Deluxe,
game.
Deluxe
great
edition game. At that.
Fuck yeah. Great game.
Hell yeah.
Crossplay now. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. That was free.
Banger.
I don't know what that is. Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection.
Good.
Played maybe 30 minutes of.
The third one's great. The first one's also great. The second one is also good, too. So
Until Dawn. Until Dawn. I watched a full playthrough of Until Dawn. Barely
played
it.
Is that the, like, choose your own adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a super massive one.
With the Wendigo
and
shit.
Vampyr. And Yakuza. Like
Very
a
beautiful.
Dragon.
Vampyr was an interesting
one. I like it.
It didn't get
its
a whole
story
lot of
actually gets
it didn't get a whole lot of popularity when it first came out. Like it hyped for it died
now
off.
Now I'm
going to
go check what games are free this month, and I'm going to download them. I'm not going to play them.
Are all those games downloaded?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I have 41 games downloaded. Well, 41 things downloaded. Why the fuck is Watch Dogs 2 downloaded?
That's your favorite game. What are you talking about? Killing all the time. That's
I mean,
nonstop.
In order of my most recently played, Harry Potter collection, Lego Harry Potter, God of War Ragnarok, Curse of the Dead Gods.
Really?
I'm a big fan of the Lego games. I played all of them on Wii.
I don't fuck with the Harry Potter ones. I could not get into
They're kind of bad, and it's because they were some of the first ones. So I remember one time I was playing on PlayStation, and my dad, no, on Wii, my dad was just sitting in the living room, and it got to a breaking point where he was just like, can you please play a different game? I'm tired of hearing, I was like, yo, no, yeah, that's fucking fair. Oh,
yeah.
A Jedi Fallen Order is free on PlayStation. Can't believe I spent money on that game to never play it when I could have gotten it for free and never played it.
Yeah, I was like, damn, you have that in your library. I didn't even know you bought that.
Pretty sure Fallout 76 is also free.
That's dog ass. It might be worth it if it's free.
No.
Axiom Verge 2? I don't know what that is.
That sounds so cool. Probably is a terrible game.
Probably isn't, yeah.
Oh, it's like it looks like a 8-bit, well, like 32-bit.
It's so uncomfortable when parents call out your game for being weird. Or they make fun of a sound effect. Because that when you mentioned that your dad was making fun of the game for doing, that sounds, reminds me of my mom doing the fucking Halo Reach sprinting. shoot. It was like, stop.
God, it's so funny, because, I played Reach by myself.
Yeah.
Played through it all on story. And then, I never noticed it. You made some fucking joke about it one day when it came out on PC, when MCC came out on PC.
Really?
And playing it. Yeah, you and Brendan made some fucking joke about it. And then I couldn't unhear it. Now,
that's
every
crazy.
Time I fucking play Reach, all I hear is the goddamn panting.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is Fallout 76 the online one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one has the. It has a
Fallout 4. Well, 2. Bad.
I don't know how that. I've never played it because it's dog shit.
It was a completely online.
Was it? You couldn't play the single or the story.
It was all.
Why would
the
story I do
was
that?
The multiplayer. It was what all
fucking,
open world multiplayer.
Dude,
it was awful. It was
Todd
goddamn
Howard.
Fucking terrible.
Todd Howard, dude, what were you fucking thinking? Game developers, man, what were they thinking? What were they thinking?
Well,
idiots.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they'd already done that with Elder Scrolls. They did Elder Scrolls Online, and I don't think people liked that one.
I've been told it's okay.
And then it was like, all I ever hear is just like lukewarm responses about it.
Yeah,
like I never hear anything good about it.
You can press a couple buttons and things happen.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, yeah, we're gonna do that again, but Fallout.
We're gonna do it
worse.
Again, but we're actually gonna brick your computer if you play it, and then not give you a refund.
God, that was so that whole. Have you watched the Internet Historian video on Fallout 76? That's probably one of my favorite videos.
I love that video. I've watched it a couple times.
I think that one and the No Man's Sky one are
some of
my favorites of his videos.
I love that one. The one he did of... I fucking love Internet Historian. what was it? He did one on... my fucking ADHD hyperfixation where I just binged all of his videos for a month straight. Which one was it? I think it was.
You got it. It'll come to you.
Just like me for real.
Coney 2012 is a great one. I love that one.
The Costa Concordia is a good one too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and Dash Con. That's my favorite. That one's my favorite. Dash Con and Rainforest. Both of those are so fun.
That is how I learned that Dash Con was a thing, was that fucking video. Up until I watched that video, I had no idea. I never knew Tumblr threw themselves a fucking convention.
Yeah. I knew about it because, I've heard about, the I knew about the ball pit.
Yeah.
I knew about the ball pit meme because that was big. And that someone pissed in it.
That's actually a staple of the Crypt Keeper cult.
The ball pit.
But God, it's not what you think it is.
It's actually just piss.
It's actually exactly what you think it is.
It's still filled with piss.
Exactly what you think it is.
I forget too. I don't remember if it was actually filled with piss or that just became part of the meme.
It was like something. Some rumor spread at the convention that someone was pissing in the ball pit. Sorry, it was me.
It was all three of us.
It was a combined piss of idiosyncrasies.
We went back in time to 2011.
We went back in time.
Where were you during the piss ball incident? I was at home watching idiosyncrasies.
I was in the ball pit. pissing.
In the ball pit.
Watching idiosyncrasies.
Watching idiosyncrasies. Telling me to piss in the ball pit.
So true. So true.
So true, bestie.
All right.
It takes us to 9 o'clock. We did it.
We're approaching. Any closing remarks? Uninterrupted.
No. There's none.
No, okay, yeah.
There's no way I could do that.
God, I need to get a picture of us just as its own scene of us just sitting there, just blank staring, so I can switch to it and see if anyone notices. Landon's the bitch. Okay, idiosyncrasies!